Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the 22nd verse. Hebrews 12 and 22. The title of my message this morning is An Unshaken Kingdom. The Lord has geared me for the next few weeks to preach on the kingdom of God. Jesus said, pray in this manner, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. It's time for the kingdom of God to rise up. I gotta say that again. It's time for the kingdom of God to rise up. Amen. Hebrews 12 and 22, if you're there, say amen. But you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, which speaks better things than that of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of things that are being shaken, as of those things that are made. But the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. A kingdom which cannot be shaken. First of all, I want to tell you, as Mordecai told Esther, who knows if you've been called to the kingdom for such a time as this? Would you bow your head with me? Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for each and every one that's here. I pray today, God, that your word would be established. And I pray, God, that you would anoint me, touch this body, that I may preach your word. God, that when we leave here, we know we've been in the presence of an almighty God. And we give you glory, praise, and honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Turn around and shake your neighbor's hand and say, it's a kingdom that can't be shaken. The kingdom of God. First of all, the Bible says in Matthew 6 and 33, says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I like that. If you're seeking the kingdom, all the good stuff follow you. If you're seeking the kingdom, all these other things shall come. Amen. So if you're seeking the kingdom, get ready. Your healing's on the way. If you're seeking the kingdom, get ready. Your financial blessings are on the way. Amen. So he talks about seeking first the kingdom. And then he says this in 1 Corinthians 4 and 20. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Oh, I didn't get any amens there. I'm talking about a kingdom of power. How many knows there's still power? Amen. How many knows God has still got power? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. God is still a healer. I said God is still a healer. God is still able to do miracles. He is still a God of power. He said all power in heaven and in earth has been given unto me. And then he said this, you shall receive power. I'm talking about a kingdom of power. And I believe in this last day, when kingdoms are being shaken, there's going to be one that'll rise up with power and rise up with authority. And it is the kingdom of our God. Can you say amen? How many's ever been healed?
Amen.
How many's ever experienced his power?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And it's the same today as it was then. He is still moving in power and in might. Let me tell you something. No longer does religion and tradition do. It is time for the church to rise in power. We are a kingdom of power. And then Romans 14 and 17 says this: for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace. How many's glad for peace in the midst of a storm? Peace when everything's going wrong. I can lay my head at night down at the pillow at night and go, it's going to be all right. When you get bad news from the doctor, you can still have peace. When it looks like your job is gone, you can still have peace. Amen. Because he is still in control. I'm talking about peace that don't make any sense. Oh, I didn't get enough amens right there. I'm talking about peace that don't make any sense. When it looks like you should be nervous and upset, you're like, praise God. People think you're crazy because you're just, praise God. It's all right. I'm talking about God's peace. Then it says, and joy. Everybody smile. It is time for the church to quit walking around with a frown.
Amen.
Looks like we got gastration instead of sanctification. Amen. Looks like we're 1 foot in the grave and 1 foot out. No, we got joy. Somebody say amen. I'm not talking about happy and laughing. I'm talking about joy. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It is time for the church to rejoice, to be happy, to be joyous. We are serving the one true King. We are in a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and there is joy. If you don't like joy, you don't want to hang around me. Because I like having a good time. Because I'm full of the joy of the Lord. People need to see you smiling. People need to see you happy. You need to spread the joy. When you go out to eat, the waitress ought to think you're crazy because you're so full of joy. Oh, let me stay right there a minute. Don't go out to eat and be grouchy and mean to the waiter or the waitress and think you're spreading the kingdom. They're not going to want anything to do with your kingdom. Amen. And I found out, listen, if you're good to them, they give you a whole lot better service. When they come to you and they look like they're miserable and everybody's been mean to them, just say, oh, you're doing a great job.
Amen.
What a beautiful smile. You need to wear that more. Amen. You're doing it. You're the best waiter. I'm here to tell you, you get more coffee than anybody else in the place. Amen. Because you're spreading that joy. Do this. The next time you go to a restaurant and the waitress comes, tell them, you know, we're going to pray over our food right now. Do you have a need? Because we'd like to pray with you for it. Would you just, and just grab their hand. I said, we want to pray for you. One time I said that to a waitress. She said, you know, I just started this job. And man, I'm really having struggle making it. I said, give me your hand. We're going to pray for our food, but we're going to pray for you. I called her name. I said, God, give her grace in this job. When we got done, tears were running down her eyes. She just couldn't believe it. But there's joy. Somebody say amen. There's joy in serving God. There is joy. It is time for the church to rise up and get out of tradition, get out of religion, get back into relationship, and let the joy of the Lord fill our lives. That's what this kingdom is all about. Listen to what it says. We have come. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of our living God. Turn around and tell your neighbor, my address might be, and tell them your address. But now tell them, but that's not my permanent home. I'm just a pilgrim. I'm just on my way through. I'm part of another kingdom. Amen. I'm just on my way through. I'm just visiting here now. God. Somebody say amen. And those of you that don't own your home, you own home yet? Yes, you do. For he's building you one. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's building you one. So we've come to the mountain. I like this, to an innumerable company of angels. You can't count them. See, the Bible says that he's put angels in charge of you lest you dash your foot against a stone. See, some of you thought you were good drivers because you just missed that accident. It had nothing to do with you. Angels were watching out over you. I remember I was a young man, and I had a friend named Melvin. We both were Christians, and we were driving down the road. It was raining, and he had bald tires. And we begin to hydroplane and begin to do this. Down the road, cars everywhere. All I remember was this. Whoa. Somehow we ended up off the road, going in the right direction. I opened my eyes and I looked over and the key was on off. I said, Melvin, great idea. He said, what? I said, you turn the car off. He goes, what? I go, the key is on off. He goes, are you kidding? I was doing this. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. He said, did you turn it on off? I said, no. Did you? He said, no. I said, no, the angel in the car reached down and turned it on off. I'm here to tell you, it's an innumerable of angels that we can't count. One religious saint told me one time, said, Pastor, I don't know if I can make it. I'm fighting the devil. And you know, he took a third of the angels with him. I said, well, duh. That left two-thirds behind. Amen. That's 2-1. Hallelujah. Not counting the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. No wonder when the prophet's servant said, aren't you afraid that we're going to die? The prophet said, God opened up his spiritual eyes. When he opened his spiritual eyes, there were chariots of fire and an army on the hill. He said, there are more for us than that is against us. We're going to make it because there is an innumerable. Ah, you're not shouting good enough yet. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven. How many names written in the Lamb's book of life? We are registered in heaven. To Jesus, the mediator of a new and better covenant. Did you hear me say better?
Yeah.
I was playing golf this week and I said, water. And the guy said, yeah, I'm from Long Island. It's all right. Long Island. A better covenant under better promises. Oh, I don't think you hear me right now. Maybe you're caught up in me saying better. Better promises. Better covenant. Hallelujah. Are you ready for this? Don't refuse his word. Because the Bible said refusing him and speaks on earth is one thing. You might get up and walk out on me. You might not want to hear me, but don't refuse him. Because how shall we escape him who speaks from heaven? That's what it says. There's a shaking going on. Turn around to your neighbor. There's a shaking going on. He says, yet once again, he's going to shake. He's going to shake those things that are in heaven. Can I do a little teaching for you right now? Paul said, I was called up to the third heaven. And that doesn't mean there's three stages of heaven in heaven. The first heaven is the atmosphere we're in. That we breathe. The second heaven is the celestial, the stars, the moon. And the third heaven is that spiritual heaven, abode of God Almighty. Listen, the Bible says that the devil is the prince of the air. Principalities in high places. Do you know that we can speak the word and the heaven will be shaken? the kingdoms of the devil are coming down. Somebody say amen. I said the kingdoms of the devil are coming down. Then it says, but he's going to shake the things on the earth. There's a shaking that's happening. Then there's going to be those things that will remain, that will not be shaken. What are the kingdoms that are being shaken? Financial kingdom. Banking systems. Who would have ever thought we would be where we are now? Everybody listen to me. By December, 1 million people's unemployment will run out. 1 million people by December will have no income. In Detroit, 3 out of every 4 people are laid off. Who would have ever thought General Motors would go bankrupt? And guess what? The government owns 61% of Government Motors. But because of the bankruptcy, everybody listen to me, the retired GM workers have lost their benefits. They've lost their unemployment. They've lost their retirement. They had faith in a company, but there's a shaking. There's a shaking going on. Remember the commercial? It's a tennis match, and the two players are hitting, and everybody's going looking back and forth. And all of a sudden, you hear one person whisper to the other one, E.F. Hutton says. And everybody stops and says, when E.F. Hutton speaks, everyone listens. E.F. Hutton isn't speaking anymore. E.F. Hutton is gone. But Jesus Christ is still King of Kings and still Lord of Lords. Can you say amen? The banking system, the financial system, it's being shaken. People have put their confidence in things that will fall apart. But I want you to know there is something that will stand the test of time. It is the kingdom of our God, whose King is Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen. Oh, the medical kingdom. Man, our health, we got some serious health care problems in our country. Amen. And it's all falling apart. But listen, there's a health care system that cannot be shaken. By his stripes, you were healed. Amen. You talk about some health insurance. I said, you talk about some health insurance. You talk about a physician. He's the great physician, amen, that is able to heal. He still is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals me, amen. It's a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Get ready. There's going to be people coming into the church that don't have insurance and can't get medical care. But we're going to lay hands on them. And God is going to heal them. Oh, you're not amening good enough. God is going to heal them. Amen. Listen what? Last night we had our first Saturday night service. We had 55. I told them there. I said, we're going to fill this place up. We're going to fill it up more than we can build. Why? Because people are going to look for an answer because other kingdoms have fallen apart. Other kingdoms have let them down. But I know a God that will never let you down. He'll go with you until the end of the age. He'll be with you always. Security, jobs, retirement. Amen. Social Security. A lot of us are putting hope in Social Security. Will it be there? What are you saying, Pastor? Listen to me. Our government owns trillions of dollars to Chinese banks. If the Chinese government called our loans tomorrow, there would be food lines. The kingdoms of this earth are being shaken. But there's a kingdom that is unshaken. Hallelujah. The kingdom that cannot be shaken because of its foundation. 1 Peter 2 and 7 says that the stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. I'm going to give you an opportunity to shout. Are you ready? Let me do some teaching for you. In Matthew 16 and 18, Jesus said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." First of all, you need to know the church was not built upon Peter. Because Peter, the word for Peter there, literally means stone. But when Jesus said the rock, that meant a rock foundation. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? What is the foundation that the church is built upon that the gates of hell cannot prevail? I'm glad you asked. Jesus said, "Whom does men say I am?" They said, "Some say you are a prophet. Some say you're Elias or Elijah. Some say you're John the Baptist." Jesus said, "Well, whom do you say I am?" And Peter stood up and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father in heaven. And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." Hallelujah. What kind of church is it? It is a church that says Jesus is the Son of God. He's the Messiah. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's the first. He's the last. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the Rose of Sharon. He's the Lily of the Valley. He is all in between. Everybody get this. Now, we got this wrong. We say the gates of hell cannot prevail. Well, then we sit back and wait for the gates to attack us. Gates don't attack. Gates try to hold you out. But the gates cannot prevail. We're kicking them open because a kingdom needs to take new ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe in God, the God to give us Lindenhurst. I said, I'm believing God to give us Lindenhurst. Hallelujah. I can't wait for the day when I get up to preach and the mayor of the city and the councilman of the city and the head of the school board is sitting in the congregation. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I'm talking about spreading out the kingdom of God. Amen. I'm talking about the drug pushers being at the unemployment line because all the addicts have been saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about bars shutting down because everybody's been delivered. I'm talking about the kingdom of God being stretched out and going forth. The gates of hell cannot prevail. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. I'm about ready to get Pentecostal. Cannot prevail. Are you ready? Because of grace. He said, and grace will go with you that you can make it to the end. Listen to me. Nothing you did brought you to the kingdom. It's everything he did. And it is only by his grace. I said, it's only by his grace. That because every one of us was worthless on our way to hell. We were liars, cheaters, drug addicts, alcohol. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? But then the grace of God touched us and changed us. Amen. How many remember the old song, Amazing Grace? Don't you just love that song? I love that song. The problem is, and I've been in church most of my life, the problem is sometimes we get in a hurry and we sing the first verse, the second verse, we skip over the third and go to the fourth, and then we go into praise God, praise. But you know, I love the first verse. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. How many are glad they're saved? And then we go to the second verse. It says, it begins to, he taught us my heart to fear. then we go skip over to third verse. Then we go to the last verse. When we've been there. I'm looking forward to being there. But you can't get to four unless you go by three. What does the third verse say? Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that brought me safe this far. Are you ready? And grace will lead me home. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a grace that is able to be with you today. I'm talking about a grace when you fall on your face, you can get back up. I'm talking about a grace in the midst of battles. I'm talking about a grace when your family looks like it's falling apart. He'll put marriages back together. He'll put families back together. I'm talking about an amazing grace. Thank God for his grace that will carry us on. How do we make it? Because of the King of the Kingdom. You know what I found out? I found out that Jesus does things differently than I would. Jesus is sometimes just too cool for me. Serious. Remember when Jesus sent the disciples off? And he stayed back to pray, and a storm arose, and they were on the ship, and they're out there in the storm, and the Bible said Jesus come walking. He didn't come running. He's just walking. They're out there in trouble, and he's just walking. He's just too cool sometimes. It's going to be all right. Here I come. Just walking. You know what walking shows? Walking shows a level of confidence. He was walking on the water. He was confident. It's going to be all right. You know, I mean, when they came and told him that Lazarus was sick, he said, okay. Then he hung out for a couple days. Some of us would have been in our car running. Then he came too late for the funeral. And here he comes, walking. Martha comes running out to him. You'd have been here 4 days ago, my brother would be alive. He goes, that's all right. Your brother's going to live. He's going to be resurrected. I know in the last days and in the resurrection. He goes, wait a minute. I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, and that level. That's why when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was thrown in the fiery furnace, they were walking around with him. Hallelujah. Right in the middle of fire, Jesus come in walking. He had a level of confidence. I'm here to tell you, it's easy to follow a king that has confidence and know that he's been through it all. He's never failed. He never will fail. He'll always. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I'm talking about serving a God that has been through it all. Listen, church, this kingdom I'm talking about, we've been through the Red Sea. We've been through the den of lions. We've been through the fire. And we're still here. Amen. Hitler tried to burn the Bibles. Communists tried to put us under. China tried to stop it. But there's more saved, Holy Ghost-filled people in China today than there was when communists came. You can't stop us. We're a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. When the kingdom comes, you know what we are? We are ambassadors of Christ. You know what an ambassador is? An ambassador is a representative of a kingdom. An ambassador of the United States goes to another country and represents his kingdom. See, you didn't know this, but in your neighborhood, you are the representative of the kingdom. I like this. If our ambassador to, say, Ethiopia, and something's going on in Ethiopia, and our president calls our ambassador and says, listen, you go tell the king of that kingdom that I'm not happy and he needs to straighten up,
The ambassador hangs up the phone, calls and says, I need to have a meeting with you. He walks in and he says, listen, my government is not happy with what's going on, and you need to straighten up. When he speaks, he's speaking the word of the king of his kingdom. So when he speaks it, all the authority of the king goes with it. Ah, you're not amening good enough right here. Hallelujah. Not only that, what's behind it? The Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, every weapon we have, every military, I mean our nuclear bombs, all of it goes, all our finances go behind the words of the ambassador who got it from the kingdom. I'm here to tell you, when you tell sickness it's got to go, it's not just you, but you're coming under the authority of the kingdom. Amen. When you tell the devil, you've got to loose my loved ones, you're speaking under the authority of the king, and the devil has to obey. And it's time you and I stand up and become the kingdom of our God, a kingdom that is not shaken. This year, and they're saying in 2010, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Financially, it's going to get more unstable. Listen to me. It's a dangerous thing when the government starts owning the biggest companies. We gave them tons of money, and they're still not loaning any. We bailed out companies, gave them millions of dollars, and then they gave it out as bonuses. But you know what? This is exciting times. Yes. Because the kingdom of our God is not shaken, but we're taken. We're taken. Bishop Tony Lane from Cleveland, Tennessee, stood on this pulpit and preached, and he said God gave him a word for this church. He said, you are going international. I can't wait till we have Evangel Church of God Trinidad, Evangel Church of God India. Oh, don't look at me like that. Hallelujah. I can't wait till we have Evangel Church of God Montauk. What are you talking about? I can't wait until we get the facilities, amen, and those who wouldn't let us park, it becomes our parking lots, because we're in a kingdom. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Get ready, Evangel Church of God. Get ready. If we'll stand for the king will stand for us, and it's going to work out. We're going to take it. We're going to take it. We're a kingdom that has never lost a battle. Hallelujah. And every bit of ground you walk upon, you shall inherit the land. Now, some of you might be going through some situations where emotionally, spiritually, physically, you're going through a rough time. Have you ever been to a place where you thought God wasn't listening? Have you ever been to a place where you're going, okay, God, bad enough, where are you? Some of you might be like Stephen, who preached one message and made people so mad that they stoned him. Here is this young man who preached one message. We'd have thought he failed. But as they're getting ready to stone him, the Bible said that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. So Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father. The king of the kingdom is on his throne. But as they begin to stone Stephen, he stands up in honor, hallelujah, of the child of God. Praise the Lord. See, you might be going through something, but you don't know. He's standing with you right now. He's rose up in the midst of your problem. Right now, he's standing with you. And it's going to be all right. Amen. We'd have thought maybe he failed, but listen, there was a young man who was holding the coats of them that were stoning him. And he hears this crazy preacher say, Lord, forgive them, as they were stoning him. pricked his heart. He heard him say, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God. He hears him. Who was this young man? His name was Saul, who later became Paul. See, some of you don't know what's going on around you. Some of you are going, I don't know why I'm going through this. God is saying, shut up, just wait. I'm doing something here. I'm working something out here that's bigger than you are, because the kingdom of God goes forward. Get excited, church. We're part of the kingdom of our God, a kingdom that does not fail, a kingdom that will always go forward. I'm believing God, by the time we get done through this series on the kingdom of God, that we're going to see miracles, Pastor Fred. This place is going to be so full of people getting saved and touched by God. God is going to work it out for our new facility. Well, you know, Pastor, I really love this building. Stay here with it. We're moving on. Amen. God's got something greater for us. The kingdom of our God shall not be shaken. How many's praying for lost loved ones to be saved? Don't get upset when their kingdoms are shaken. When they call you on the phone, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Go, praise God. I know how you're going to make it. There's a king. And there's a kingdom that will stand. Amen. Your hope is in Jesus Christ. Your hope is in Him. A kingdom that shall not fail. Together, Evangel Church of God, we're going to take it back. Together, we're moving forward in the kingdom of God. Together, it's going to happen. Together, because it's a kingdom that cannot be shaken. I can be shaken, you can be shaken, but the kingdom of God shall not be shaken. This week and for the last month, I have talked to pastors, different denominations from different places. And every one of them has said to me, boy, has the economic problems of our world hurt you? And I want to go, do you really want to ask this? I said, why? Oh, it's hurting us bad. Is it hurting you? No. Our finances has went up. I didn't get too many amens on that. Our finances has went up. God is blessing tremendously. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Listen to me. When it all falls apart, there's a God that still lives. I said there's a God that still lives. Amen. Those of you that have got a job, that God miraculously gave you a job, lift your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to give your testimony. You knew this was coming one day.
I just started teaching. I changed my career. And actually, I started out, and I was supposed to be in Farmingdale as a student teacher. And through a whole series of things, it got changed. And I ended up getting sent to Amityville, which a lot of people thought they sent me there as a punishment kind of thing. But they sent me there as a student teacher. And I got a job as a leave replacement in the middle school. I had no middle school experience at all, and they took me. And I taught seventh grade there this year. It was only supposed to be till February, then God extended it till May, and then through June. And I've been waiting and waiting to hear if I was coming back. And it was very difficult because there are absolutely no teaching jobs now. All of the districts cut, right? All of the districts have cut. I think I applied for maybe three jobs, none of which I wanted. And I was going to pastor saying, I'm just believing that he's going to come through with this. And I just wanted to be pleased before the summer so I know. And it was like 2 days before school when it became official that the man that I'm replacing is not coming back, and they offered me the position. So,
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Finish it.
And God is so good. Because I have my doctorate, I'm a podiatrist, I also get paid at the highest level that there is. And not all school districts will do that, but they are. They have been paying me at the highest level. Yes, and now, well, we're praying about that still. I haven't got an official word, but my principal did say to me that he's going to fight for them to take this year that was a leave replacement and put it towards tenure. So I'm really, really hoping that they'll do that too, and I'm believing God for it.
Amen. Amen. I asked her to testify is because you know how many times she came and said, Pastor, that message was right to me. It's going to be all right. Amen. And listen to me. We're talking about the kingdom of God. You're walking under the blessings of the kingdom of God. He owns it all. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. I'll grab your neighbor's hand. Come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, Evangel Church of God calls out on you. Today, God, we dedicate ourselves to you as teenagers, as young people, as adults, as men, as women, as grandmothers, as grandfathers. Lord, we commit ourselves to you, Lord, that we will be dedicated to the kingdom and to the task of the kingdom. Knowing, God, that there's only one kingdom that shall not be shaken. It shall be the kingdom of our God. And we also know, Lord, that your word says the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of our God. So, God, we claim it right now in the name of Jesus in every life. God, that we would rise up in the kingdom. God, that we would stand firm in a kingdom that shall not fail and shall not be shaken in the name of Jesus. Now everybody look at me. The Holy Spirit just told me to finish this. Says this, he's the chief cornerstone and we are lively stones built. Oh, we are lively stones built up together with him. Amen. We are the church. We are the kingdom. Amen. We are lively stones. Turn around and tell your neighbor, say, get alive. You're a lively stone. Hallelujah. Oh, I need to stop. Amen. Remain standing for a few moments. Ushers, will you prepare communion? The reason why we've come to the kingdom is because of what Jesus did for us.